Dr. Davis, what are some of your impressions on this day of global protest, maybe unprecedented in recent history?
Oh, this is one of the exciting, most exciting moments of my own life. And to know that there are millions of people in the streets all over the world, there are people demonstrating throughout this country. There's a massive demonstration in San Francisco tomorrow. I'm going to try to get back to San Francisco so I can be marching with the crowds there. I think this is the best way to demonstrate to the U.S. government that the peoples of the world refuse to follow their lead when they are attempting to lead us to war.
The U.S. media seems to be cheerleading for this war in great measure and ignoring many of the voices of opposition. What does it say about the outpouring of opposition that's come out despite almost a political and a media blackout on the opposition?
Well, I think this is precisely why so many people are coming out. People are recognizing that it is our responsibility to create a political culture that refuses to follow the lead of warmongers in Washington, precisely because the media has not covered the many marches and demonstrations throughout the world, precisely because we have not been able to learn that people in Germany, people in France have been saying no for a very long time. I think that people are taking on their responsibilities in a very powerful and individual way. And this is what's so exciting about this march. There are many people probably who've never been to a demonstration before in their lives, and they now know that it is absolutely necessary to show their faces and to join their voices with the voices of all the rest.
Just one last question. Are there the seeds here of something greater than just opposition to a war in Iraq? Might there be something, a beginning of a new global international movement that can speak out for peace and justice?
Absolutely. It's not, this is, of course, to prevent the outbreak of a war on Iraq. But at the same time, it's a demand for justice against, it's a cry that racism needs to be abolished. It's a demand to end the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex. This is what's so exciting, that so many people have decided to unite for peace and justice. And this, I hope, will be the mark of a new future.
Thank you.